Rick Basto, the CAO of Birch Hills County, thank you very much for joining us this morning. I guess it's a tremendous relief now. Just get your comments, if I can, please, about the weekend's activities, especially on the Smoky River, and the fact that, unfortunately, Wateno had to evacuate.
Certainly. So kind of going back to Friday and throughout the weekend, certainly the Smoky River saw a significant increase in water level that posed a concern that we were investigating and working to make sure that public safety, our number one priority, was maintained. And potentially, if local residents and other persons were to be impacted, that the necessary precautions were in place to help with an orderly exit, and also to ensure that we had a very clear understanding of what was happening on the ground and being able to communicate that with our provincial and other partners. So with respect to the flood, certainly the water levels were rising. We made the decision on Friday to declare a state of local emergency and the subsequent evacuation. This was done again to ensure that public safety was being closely monitored, and our residents were given every opportunity to be able to leave in an orderly fashion. We continued to monitor the situation throughout Friday and Saturday. As of 10:15 p.m. on Saturday, given the information that we had from our provincial partners, as well as a geotechnical assessment that we were able to complete, we were able to end the state of local emergency and end the evacuation order, which permitted residents to return to their properties. This time, the hamlet of Wateno and the surrounding areas, residents are back. Things have returned to kind of more normal conditions. We're continuing to monitor, some of the effects that the rising water has created. It has resulted in one of our county roads being washed out and suffering damage. That road is now closed. We have another area kind of south of the bridge along the Smoky River where a gravel pit has experienced flooding as well. So we're waiting to kind of that water to recede so we can reopen a closed road there. And then we're also just continuing to monitor the banks and other related infrastructure just to make sure that there's no other issues that crop up.
In your estimation, Rick, how much order was there with the residents evacuating? Was it like really good, or was there a little bit, or was there a few problems along the way?
No problems. Residents were given the information that's essential. We had a very good, positive experience in working with our resident partners and working with our other partners through the province and related agencies. It was a very orderly environment. I have nothing but great appreciation to our volunteers from the fire department, staff with Birch Hills County, the other persons from the community that were part of our response efforts.
Rick, what is on the table now? Where do you go from here?
So certainly we have suffered damage and loss to one road. We're now looking at solutions to be able to restore that transit link. And then continuing to monitoring, recognizing that as the water levels have receded, to make sure we understand kind of what the situation on the ground looks like. And to be able to take any additional necessary precautions that are required.
Residents, I'm sure, are going to be having questions regarding where they go from here. Whereabouts can they get in contact? What can they do? What is their next step, do you think?
Sure. So we're continuing to speak with our local residents. We're still very much visible in the hamlet, making sure to stop to talk with persons, explain to them what the current status of the situation looks like. All residents are encouraged to reach out to the county administration if they have any specific questions that they would like to work with us to find answers for. But as we continue to collect information and we continue to work with our provincial and other agency partners, as that information comes to light as well, that's definitely something we're going to look to continue to communicate We want all persons, all our residents, to feel that they have the appropriate information available so they can make the decisions and feel confident with the decision they've made.
Rick, how much of a learning curve was this episode this past weekend for residents, for council, for staff, for neighboring areas, and people along the Smoky River? How much of a learning experience was it?
Well, I think with any event, there's definitely an opportunity to learn from it and be better prepared in the event of future emergencies that can appear. But what I will say is that whether we're talking about from the county perspective, the resident perspective, or our partners that were part of the response efforts, individuals are very aware of kind of the conditions that can be posed by the river. They're certainly aware that the river does periodically see increases, both in terms of volume of water and also the rate at which the water is flowing. They're very cautious, and they're communicating with us, so certainly from our position as the municipality, but also the provincial partners we work with, that we can get that information in, understand from a projection standpoint what the related risks would be. So I would think that this is really a great example of just how prepared all of the partners in the process are and able to work in an orderly fashion to be able to take a less than ideal situation and to be able to perform and respond accordingly.